Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Welcome to English with Fraser, the weekly podcast for intermediate English learners who are serious about improving. Whether you're brushing up or building your confidence, join me each week for real conversations, smart tips, and the touch of that British charm. Let's level up your English one episode at a time.
Hello, my wonderful listeners, and welcome back to English with Fraser, the podcast where we explore English, British, and today, European culture. That's right, today we're covering Europe's biggest, boldest, and most flamboyant musical event. That's right, in today's episode, we're asking, what is Eurovision? Why do people dress like a fish at a disco? Why does Britain always lose? And they probably will tonight. And what does all this colourful chaos tell us about Europe and ourselves? As always, I'm joined by my co-host, the only bulldog who once tried to submit an entry called The Bark and Roll. Of course, it's our man, Mr. Winston.
Unfairly disqualified, Fraser. Apparently the world wasn't ready for a bulldog boy band. Their loss.
Part 1. What exactly is Eurovision? So for those that have no idea, let's start with the basics. The Eurovision Song Contest is an annual international, not just in Europe now, musical competition. It began in 1956 with just 7 countries and now includes over 40 nations from across Europe and beyond. Yes, Australia are invited to Eurovision, but we'll get to that and explain that later. Each country submits a new, original song performed live in a huge televised event watched by hundreds of millions of people, not just in Europe, but also around the world. Eurovision, it's camp, it's colourful, it's cheesy, sometimes emotional, extremely gay, and brilliantly bonkers.
It's like the Olympics, but instead of sport, it's glitter, wind machines, and questionable key changes.
Part 2. How does it work? Each country sends one artist or one band with an original song. There's no limit, so a band doesn't have to have no more than 4 people, it can have more than that. An artist doesn't actually have to be from that country. For example, Ireland this year, their act, I think, is a few Norwegians who have never been to Ireland in their lives, but alas. And all the acts firstly perform in a semi-final, and the top scorers in each respective semi-final go through to the grand final, which is a big Saturday night event and is tonight, Saturday night, tonight, 17th of May. Now, people vote for their favourite songs, but you can't vote for your own country. There's two stages of voting. Votes come from either, firstly, professional juries in each country. So the juries are made up of pop stars, people in the music industry, people in the showbiz industry, people in the media, and also, secondly, the public. So you can vote by ringing in or voting on your app for your favourite countries. And the result? One country takes home all the glory, wins the event, and gets to host Eurovision Song Contest next year. So for example, tonight it's in Switzerland, and that of course means that Switzerland won it last year, so they have the honour of hosting it this year.
Unless you're the UK. Then we just say, thanks for the points, Europe, and quietly accept 22nd place.
It's also possible to find the songs released a lot earlier than the semi-finals and finals. You can often find the songs on Spotify and have a listen, so you can see which songs you will like when you watch the live shows. Although I prefer to just watch the semi-final or just watch the final, and the acts are sort of more of a surprise then. I've not heard them before, so my reaction is a live reaction, an honest reaction, and a raw reaction. Which is good for some acts because some songs are instantly catchy. That means they're instantly really good. And you keep saying it over in your head. So you get the song stuck in your head. So some songs have that instant catchiness. You first hear it and love it. Whereas some songs you need to listen to a few times before you start liking them. Have you ever bought an album of your favourite band or artist? The first time you listen to the album, you think, that was okay, that was not bad. But after listening to the album 4 or 5 times, you suddenly love that album. You suddenly love every song. Although you remember, the first time you listened to the song, you just thought, it's okay. It's not my favourite, but it's not bad. But then in the future, you absolutely love that album. This can have an effect on Eurovision, in my opinion. Some songs you need to listen to a few times before you really appreciate them. But if you just watch the live shows, then you only hear them once, so you don't really appreciate them. Now, why do people love Eurovision? And why does it have such a cult following in recent years? It's not just about the music. There's some national pride. You're competing with other countries in Europe, like the World Cup, when you just want to win and look forward to seeing Scotland crash out in the groups. It's also about the flamboyant, the wonderful costumes. It's about the cultural identity and a sense of unity between countries, cultures, and different groups of people. You'll see power ballads, sort of like a Whitney Houston. You'll see traditional folk instruments, folk music. You'll see some political messages disguised in glitter. You'll see dancers dressed as wolves, robots, anything you can think of. It's weird. It's wild, but we wouldn't change it for a thing.
If you're looking for logic, you're watching the wrong show. Eurovision isn't about making sense. It's about feeling everything all at once, preferably in sequins.
Part 4. The UK and Eurovision. a complicated love story. Now, we have to talk about the UK's Rocky. That means up and down, like a rocky path, relationship with Eurovision. We used to do incredibly well. We've won it 5 times, don't you know? Cliff Richard, Bucks Fizz, Katrina and the Waves. They were all UK performances and ultimate winners. But in recent decades, let's just say, things have gone entirely downhill. We often finish near the bottom, with very few points, or even no points at all. Although, a few years ago, we did do incredibly well with the Spaceman song. Can't remember exactly how it goes, but Sam Ryder finished an amazing second for the UK with his Spaceman song. So if you've not heard that, just search Spaceman UK or Spaceman Eurovision and you'll find it instantly.
We call that doing a classic British Eurovision. Heroic effort, terrible result. Cup of tea afterwards.
Lastly, some fun facts about Eurovision. Australia takes part in Eurovision. Why? Because they love it so much. They first had a trial run, so in 2015 they applied to go on Eurovision, despite being located on the other side of the world. Eurovision said, okay, Australia did so well, they loved it so much, and also probably paid them some money, and since then have been invited back every year. Celine Dion won Eurovision in 1988, representing Switzerland. The UK once sent a singing duo called Scooch, dressed as air stewards, singing Flying the Flag. Let's just say it didn't end well.
We call that doing a classic British Eurovision. Heroic effort, terrible result. Cup of tea afterwards. So, what is Eurovision? It's a song contest. It's a celebration of Europe. And it's a chance for countries to show off their creativity, culture, and questionable choreography. You don't watch Eurovision to judge the music. You watch it to feel alive, to cheer, to cringe, to shout, "What am I watching?" and then rewind it.
So that is Eurovision in a nutshell. Chaotic, colourful, can't say that word, serving, and utterly captivating. Whether you're new to it, a long-time fan, everyone can enjoy it. And I recommend watching at least some of the grand final tonight, with snacks, friends, your best sarcastic commentary, and also see which act was well and truly serving the most tonight. That's a wrap on today's episode of English with Fraser. I hope you enjoyed and learned something new. Remember, mastering English is all about immersing yourself in natural content. After all, we're making English effortless, one episode at a time. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Keep going. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and most importantly, share with a friend, family member, or colleague who also may be learning English. I'll be back soon with more natural English content. Until then, keep practicing, listening, and enjoy the journey. Bye for now.